Maddie, do you have a favourite moment that sticks in your mind of his, whether sort of playing days or when from watching on of his that sort of sticks with you where you go, gee, that's something else? Because we ran through some stats here before, and I think 10 out of 12 times he's kicked a score in the last quarter to win games.
Yeah, well, look, I am. I don't know whether it's I'm losing my marbles or whatever. Like that, I'm hopeless memories of instances. I remember, you know, periods of dominance, all those sorts of things. But I was lucky enough to call one of his games in the COVID years up here in Brisbane, the Gabba. When was it last year or 2 years ago when he kicked the game up and signed a big Carlton?
Yeah.
Just to see him, one, how he got shook his opponent, be able to get that ball, and then just his confidence to go back and knowing that time was out. But you just see pressure not on, whatever it is. He's the same features, and his mannerisms and all those things really don't change. He just handles pressure so well. And to watch him go back there and slot that one from an unbelievable angle, that's one of many, you know. Things as much as in training, when you see him do stuff, it's like, wow, how impressive is this guy? You know, when him and Travis Boak and Justin Westhoff were all drafted that first year, that was three guys come in there and they all had their own different innate abilities. But to see some of the stuff Robbie would do just in your training track was amazing, let alone all the stuff that he'd done in games.